We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Bechor Behema Tahira, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chof Aleph. V'zeh Bechinas Tefillin, Rav Nosson Zal says, what we've been speaking about till now is also tied into the topic of Tefillin. Shehem Moichin Gevoyim Mo'oid. Tefillin represents a very high level of Seichel that a Jew receives when he puts on the tefillin. V'heim b'chinas yira. And tefillin also represents yira. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'ro kol amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yoru mimecha. It says that all the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, and they will fear you. And the Gemara says that that refers to the tefillin. That's how we have the name of Hashem upon us. Hainu kanal, as we learned earlier, bechinas yira imdas. We see that tefillin combines both things, yira and das. Shezehu ikar hashlemus. That's complete. That's something whole, complete. Vezeu bechinas hasimcha shel tefillin kanal. And we can also tie this into the simcha that's associated with tefillin. The Gemara says that one of the rabbis was once very happy, so his friend asked him, what are you so happy about? He said, tefillin kamenach, and I put on tefillin today. So we see that tefillin is an inyan of simcha. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, la'yehudim hoysa oira v'simcha v'sosa in vikor, that the Jews had light and joy and happiness, and vikor, and the Gemara says, vikor elu tefillin, that refers to tefillin. As the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Tezayin, Shekol ho'oira v'hasimcha v'hasosain shel Purim. This pasuk is telling us that the light and the joy and happiness of Purim, hu bebechinas vikor, is associated with vikor, which the Gemara says is tefillin. Bechinas tefillin, shehu yira imdas godol ma'oid. Because tefillin combines yira plus a very, very high level of das. Shezeo bechinas oitzim hashsimcha shel Purim. And this is what we had mentioned earlier. This is the incredible simcha of Purim, that Purim is the combination of yira and das. And we said that there's a yira that's vegilu birada. There's a yira that brings tremendous simcha. So now Rav Nosson Zal took this little paragraph to show us that tefillin is also very much connected to all of this, because we see the Gemara shows that the pasuk vikar in Megillas Esther refers to tefillin, and many of the different attributes that we apply to Purim we see now are found in the mitzvah of tefillin, which we do every day. So it's not only on Purim that a person can taste this yira with the high level of das and the simcha. Every day when a Yid puts on tefillin, if he puts on tefillin the right way, he's experiencing a taste of Purim. Paragraph Chav Beis. V'zeh b'chinas mishloach monos ish l'reyehu u'matonos levyoinim. And based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand the deep meaning of the mitzvah of shalach monos and matonos levyoinim, and how that ties into Purim and everything we're speaking about here. Umuvan bekavonas, it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, she'ish hu bechinas, because when the Megillah speaks about shalach monos, it says umishloach monos ish l'reyehu, that shalach monos should be sent from ish to reyehu, from a man to his friend. The Arizal explains al pi kabbalah, what is ish, what is reyehu. She'ish hu bechina gavoya. The term ish represents a very high level. V'reyehu, and the term reyehu, hu bechina namucha mo'oid mimenu, refers to someone who's on a much lower level than the ish. Ach, however, kesheyoyreid ha bechina gavoya shenikreis ish, bo'oilom umadrega hatachtoina. When the level, when that very high level of light that's referred to as Ish goes down, way down to a world or a level that's way beneath it, azay nikra gam habechino madrega tachtoino re'eyu shel hu'ish. then that very low level gets elevated to the point where it's called Re'ehu, his friend. When we say Ish V'Re'ehu, a person and his friend, usually we assume a friend is somebody that you're close to. Lahavdil, if we could compare it, you have sometimes a little boy, a boy who's 5 years old, who loves to play baseball with his plastic bat and his plastic ball. And you have an adult, his parent, let's say, or his uncle, who's 50 years old. You have this 50-year-old man, and you have this 5-year-old kid. How far apart are they? They're billions of miles apart. This little kid hasn't even started life, really. And this guy is married with 6 kids, and he's got a business, and he's got all kinds of things. However, when the uncle comes over to the kid's house, he says, come, I'll take you outside. Let's play baseball a little bit. And he comes down. The uncle comes down to the child. He's playing with him like Ish L'Re'ehu, like as if they're buddies, as if the kid is playing with one of his best friends, that kind of thing. Lahavdil, the Arizal tells us, in Kiddusha, you have all kinds of different levels, and you have a very high level that's referred to as Ish, and the term Re'ehu in this context is referring to a very low level. And on Purim, we're zeicher to make that connection where the high level goes down to the low level, elevating that low level and bringing it up to a place where it can be called Re'ehu. It can be called a friend of the Ish. Azai nikra gam habechina madrega tachtoina Re'ehu shelishanal. Then that low level is referred to as the friend of the Ish, shehu habechina hagavoya. We said Ish referred to the high level. Shezeh Bechinas, Rav Nosson says, we find this in another place. We find this in the Megillah regarding Shalach Manas, this Ish L'Re'ehu, and we find it in another Megillah called Megillas Rus, which we read on Shavuos, where it speaks about a certain kinyan being made, where Bechinas Sholaf Ish Na'aloi V'Nosson L'Re'ehu, where the man removes his shoe and gives it to his friend, and that serves as a type of kinyan by which they can transfer ownership of something else. Ayin Shom, look over there in Rus, where this is mentioned, and look in the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal mentions this. Hainu, Shebepurim Nimshach He'oro Niflo V'Chesed Niflo Mo'id. What the Arizal is telling us is that on Purim, there is a wondrous high level of light and a high level of kindness, an extraordinary high level, at shekol hamadregois hagavoyos meirin bemadregois hanamuchos moid. And the light is so bright and so powerful that it reaches down to the lowest levels, to the very lowest levels, ki'ilu heim shovin. And they become like buddies, they become partners. That high level light is makarev, the low level. Bebchinas Ish V'Re'ehu, a man and his buddy, his friend. Shezeo Bechinas, oh, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to make an incredible, important statement that I've quoted many times. I mentioned it recently on my trip to America. This came up also. Whenever people hear this, it's mind-blowing, as they say. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shezeo Bechinas V'Yishalu Ish L'Re'ehu L'Sholoim, Hanemar b'Moshe v'Yisroi. This is also tied into a very extraordinary meeting that takes place in the Torah between Moshe Rabbeinu, the top Jew of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yisroi, the Pope, the furthest thing possible from faith in Hashem, the guy who served every idol he knew he could get his hands on. And the Torah says that when they met, Vayishalu Ish L'Re'ehu L'Sholim. The Ish asked Re'ehu, how you doing, buddy? How you feeling? Va'omer Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says on that pasuk, Mi hakorui Ish ze Moshe. Who is referred to as Ish? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. We find a few places in the Torah where it says, V'ho Ish Moshe. V'kamo ho yurechoikim ze mize. How far apart were Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisroi? Moshe kibel haTorah mipi haGvura. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was on such a high level that he received the Torah directly from Hashem. V'Yisroi nezgayer mimokoim rochoik v'tomoi moid. And Yisroi ended up converting, coming from a very, very far, impure level. Because as the Gemara points out, he didn't leave a single avodah zarah that he hadn't served. He worshipped all the different idols. Bifrat ba'eis shebo l'moshe, especially at the point in time of this meeting, when he first comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, she'adayin loy nizgayer, he had not even converted yet, rak she'rotzo lehizgayer, he expressed an interest in converting, v'yafal pikein, and despite that, koirom ish v'reyehu, the Torah refers to them as the man and his buddy, his friend. Now listen to these words. Ki kach darkoi shel hatzadik hagovoya moid. Because this is the nature, this is the norm of the tzadik who's on a very, very high level. Shehu bechinas Moshe. We're talking about a tzadik who is bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu, that kind of level. Shehu moirid es atzmoi, that tzadik has the ability to lower himself. Umas atzmoi kol kach. And the tzaddik draws close, so close, to any person who has a sincere desire to come close to the truth, the tzaddik brings himself so close to that person, the buddies, we're almost the same. As if it's a man and his friend. I remember when I first met Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, when we came to Eretz Yisrael afterwards, and he was introducing us to the great tzaddikim, the leaders of Breslov in Eretz Yisrael, the elders. So he gave us several warnings to prepare us. And he said, be very, very careful not to forget who you are and who this person is. Because these people have such humility that when they talk to you, it's like, it's not even like a parent to a child. It's like buddies. It's like we're equal. And sometimes if you don't have your head screwed on right, you forget. You know, he said this and I said that, but and you forget yourself, Chasshim. You could forget who you're talking to. So he told us, before you walk into this house, you have to stop and picture you walking into the Beis HaMikdash. Literally, that kind of respect and awe. And you have to pray to Hashem that the 100th time that you walk into the house and the 1,000th time, you should still retain that awe, that deep respect. You should never lose it. Because again, these tzaddikim, one of their qualities, which is their extraordinary humility, is a big test for Klal Yisrael. It's a big test for us. Because the Yetzer Hara makes us think, wow, look at that, I thought he was so big, you know, he was talking to me like I'm his buddy. Even he was talking to me as if, like he was asking my opinion. Maybe he's not that great after all. And Rav Nosson Zal here sets the record straight that don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by that he treats you like he's your buddy. That's his extraordinary humility. That's not because he's on your level. He's trillions of levels above you. But one of his qualities is that he's able to bring himself down like the uncle or like the grandfather who's able to come and visit the grandchild and say, come, let's play ball. And the daddy looks, he knows his grandfather charges $1,000 an hour. If somebody wants to meet with him, you know, consulting a business meeting, it's $1,000 an hour. He's a high-powered attorney or, you know, who knows what. And the grandson says, no, I don't want this bat. I want that bat. I don't like this bat. Grandpa, go inside and look for the blue bat. I don't like the red bat. And grandpa says, sure, no problem. Wait here, goes in, comes out. I don't see a blue bat. Maybe we'll go buy, they'll go buy me a blue bat because I'm not going to play with the red bat, you know. And the grandfather is happy every minute. It's not lahavdil. These great tzaddikim are the same way. Whereby them, lahavdil, every minute of their time is $1 billion. And yet when a tzaddik talks to you, You think he has all the time. You know, he must be on vacation today. It must be that all the Torah is closed and, you know, the mitzvahs are closed because he spent 20 minutes with me. Must be he has nothing else to do right now. And the person doesn't know that this person has the whole world on his mind. Mamish, he's responsible for the entire world. And yet, he's able to combine both. He's able to be on such an incredible high level, and he's able to treat every Jew as an equal and make the person feel that way, feel so close, Mamish. This is a very, very important lesson.